Yes, and hello, and you're welcome to this week's Roscommon GA Memories. And this week we're going to talk about the Roscommon versus Dublin game in Port Leash, and we're to go through that with us. We have
All Stars.
Yeah,
we'll do the Dublin game tomorrow evening.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. Hello, and you're welcome to this week's Roscommon GA Memories. And this week we're going through the Roscommon All Star 15 that as picked by the Rossi fans, and we're going to go through each player by player. And to go through that with us, we have Ray. Hello, Ray. How are you?
How are you, Aidan? Good. Thanks very much.
That's great. Great to have you on again. Yeah. So. Yes, it's been a very interesting process choosing the Roscommon All Star 15 again, and you know what a great response we got, and there was a few players stood out in the team, but we're going to add to the show. I think it'd be a very good thing to do is to go through each player individually. So, you know, it has to say, like as we say, we had 7 goalkeepers to choose from. 18 backs, 7 midfielders, and 18 forwards. So, you know, no matter what 15 was picked, it was always going to be very tough.
Absolutely, Aidan. And to pick the Roscommon's All-Star 15 for the years 1995 to 2020, I think it was a great idea, Aidan, by Ross Sport and yourself. And you got a great response to it. And yeah. The team that's been picked has been very, very good. Just as an overview, that 25-year period, Roscommon won 4 kind of championships. They were won Division 2, they won Division 3 of the league as well in that time. The National League semi-final was reached in 2000 and 2001. Both time ended in defeat. 2000 ended to Derry, and then 2001 Roscommon lost to Sligo, or to Mayo down in Markovitz Park. But overall, Aidan, I think we had some tremendous talent in Roscommon over that 25-year period. And if you look at it, 2 of the 4 Connacht finals were won in the last 3 years. So, as a Roscommon fan looking on, you'll say to yourself, 4 Connacht championships out of 25 attempts. It's a little bit disappointing in the heel of the hunt. However, you have to look at the context of Mayo becoming very strong in the mid-90s, then Galway in the late 90s, early 2000s, and then Mayo again dominated for about 10 years up to probably last year, the year before. So, there is context to it. But at the same time, Roscommon have won 4 Connacht championships, and that panel, those players have represented Roscommon with distinction. But ultimately, we never got near challenging for the ultimate prize of Sam Maguire, which is a pity, you know.
That's it. And I think if you look at that 15, you could have picked any 15 out of all those players, and it would have been hard to argue it. But we'll start off with the goalkeeping position. Standout player for that position was Shane Curran. What a goalkeeper, and fair play to him because he was up. There was some stiff competition really when you think about the quality of keepers. You know, Derek Thompson, Colm Lavin, and other goalkeepers like that. I suppose like we were discussing off air, you know, it was his longevity and I suppose the variety and the entertainment value that he brought to the goalkeeping position, and I suppose. You know, everyone kind of raves on about, Stephen Cluxton and Rory Began, but, he was something else. And it's also good to note that he actually started off as an outfield player for Castlereagh St. Kevin's. And of course, we remember that, that penalty in 1989, against Galway, you know, so to go from being an outfield player to being a goalkeeper is no mean feat. So, and he adapted very well to it.
He did, Aidan, and Shane Curran was, if you like, was specially trained as a goalkeeper with his soccer career, let alone town. So I think the soccer teams were a lot further down the line in terms of their specialised training for goalkeepers than the GA were. GA really didn't look at having a goalkeeping coach as a necessity probably until the last few years in county panels or club panels or anything like that. So a lot of the goalkeeping training was done with the team. And it was very, you know, from a personal point of view, I always enjoyed as a goalkeeper training with the team because yourself.
Included.
Absolutely, and it was very important to keep the fitness levels up and everything else.
I know,
and
you're coming on that, because I was the same for every goalkeeper in our playing days. You know, everyone, there was shots taken and there was shot drills taken and all that, but you do feel included, whereas in the soccer and all that, the goalkeeper trains separately from the team, and the only time the goalkeeper gets to see the team is when there's a game, when there's a practice game, a training match or something like that.
Yeah. I think there's a lot more technical elements to the soccer goalkeeping, in the sense that if you look at goalkeeping in Gaelic football, I played a bit of fullback, I played a lot of fullback in my time, and I found there's very little difference between playing a fullback and a goalkeeper. There's lots of similarities, in terms of, like, if you're a good goalkeeper, you could be a good fullback as well, and vice versa. It's all about protecting the goals, and like in soccer, you've different aspects of the game. You're the only person that can handle the ball, so there's a lot more responsibility in soccer in terms of playing. But Shane Curran was a very, very good goalkeeper for Athlone Town, and I saw him playing against Shamrock Rovers once up in St Mel's Park, and he definitely was a crowd favourite. He came into the Roscommon squad in the early 90s as a full forward, and of course he had that famous incident in Castlebar where he took the penalty and the game went to a replay in which Roscommon won. But he was the first goalkeeper, I'd say, in the history of GAA who was a real entertainer, in the sense that he was coming out the field, going on solo runs up the field, and he had great skill as a goalkeeper. He'd probably be best remembered in Roscommon jersey for his 1-1 that he scored against Sligo in 2004 down at Markovic Park. The game went to extra time and he scored a penalty, and he scored a free that equalised the game to send it to extra time. But Shane Curran was a very good full forward for Roscommon, corner forward, in the early 90s. I remember him playing in 92 in the forward line. Saw him playing for Castlereagh St. Kevin's. And I really think as well, Aidan, Shane Curran could have made a big difference for Roscommon as a forward. I really do think that he had that skill and ability to play in the full forward line or the half forward line that could make a big difference to Roscommon. But he played in the goals. He was brought back into the goals for Roscommon in 96, and then he missed the 96 championship. He played the league with the late Donie Shine as manager. He played the league and then he missed the championship through injury, but he came back. He played in the championship in 97 against Sligo when Roscommon lost in the first round. Then he captained Roscommon junior team in the year 2000 as a goalkeeper. Then he started the campaign in 2001 as the first choice goalkeeper, but then he lost his place to Derek Thompson got the place for the Connacht final. And then Shane Curran then became number one and captain under Tommy Carr in 2003 and 2004. And then his career as a goal with Roscommon ended in 2005. But it's no question he was an entertaining goalkeeper. He became a household name all over Ireland, as a goalkeeper who did things differently. He had his own way of playing, and, he went up the field and carried the ball out. And, we spoke last week about the game in Portlaoise in 2003. Where Roscommon equalised at the very end in normal time, and he made the initial burst up the field to give the ball to David Casey, and David Casey gave it to Frankie Dolan, and Frankie scored an incredible point against Kildare to send the game into extra time. But I have to say, Aidan, Roscommon have had some good goalkeepers in that era, and I think Darren O'Malley was a really, really good goalkeeper, and Geoffrey Claffey as well, really steady goalkeepers, did things well, good kickouts.
I don't think the goalkeeper was ever a problem spot for Roscommon, and of course, as well as that, he would have also been remembered for his great, when he was with St. Bridget's and that great trail, the great journey they had to the All-Ireland Club Final in 2013. It was a great year for St. Bridget's.
There's no doubt about it. Shane Curran was immense for St. Bridget's in that era, in that time between, the All-Ireland Championship in 2013. They got to the final in 2011. I think James Martin was the goalie that, and Shane had an injury, but he came back. You have to give him so much credit. Like, he was 42, I think, years of age at the time, or going on 42, and he played an instrumental role in St. Bridget's winning the All-Ireland Championship, and he deserves an amazing amount of credit for that. And then the following year as well, when they went to retain the Connacht Club Championship, I think they lost to Castlebar Mitchells, but Shane was excellent in that final. They were very unlucky to lose that game. But to beat, you cannot underestimate the incredible achievement that St. Bridget's had. And great credit go to Kevin McStay as the manager, but also to Shane Curran, Karen Mannion, Frankie Dolan. So Shane Curran, the goalkeeper, chosen by the people to be the top goalkeeper for Scotland between 95 and 2020.
Yeah, and I suppose going on to the next position then, cornerback.
David Murray, Aidan, David Murray is a tremendous footballer. Park Pierce's player, he's Mr. Dependable. He is small in stature, but what he brings to the table is incredible fight, hunger, determination, battling qualities. He never lets Roscommon down, and he is a credit. That's what he is. And he's a player that all young players should look at and see the way he plays football for Roscommon, the way he can
an exhibition, I suppose, in cornerback play.
Well, like I just take that game against Mayo last year in Castlebar and looking at David Murray, I thought he was brilliant. But same in 2017 when Roscommon won the Connacht Championship. And 2019 as well against Galway in Pearce Stadium. David Murray, delighted that he won the Roscommon Club Championship with Pádraig Pearce last year for the first time. A really, really inspirational player. He's in the mould of Seanan McDermott, who went before him. But what a player David Murray is. Inspirational player. Tremendous servant already for Roscommon. He's played for so many years now. He's played 5 or 6 years there now. And he's only 26 or 27 max. So, like, let's hope we see a lot more David Murray in the years to come. Brilliant player, well deserving of the position. Like, you see other great players that missed out, like Dennis Gavin missed out, John White missed out. You know, going back earlier times, Sean Staunton was a steady cornerback for Roscommon in the mid 90s. You know, that there was always good players there for Roscommon, but David Murray, well entitled to cornerback, right full back.
That's it. And I suppose the fullback position, the pivot, one of the most pivotal positions in any team is the fullback. Much like, as you just said there, much like the goalkeeper, the fullback has to be able to read the game and have that presence, you know, the presence in fullback to be able to cope with any, because, I mean, you look at nowadays with the quality forwards, you know, the likes of David Clifford, all these players that... all these forwards that for Scotland will be up against, you need a full-back with presence. And I suppose that takes us on to the full-back, which was Neil Collins.
Yes, Aidan, and all throughout the history of football, as long as football has been played, the full-back has been a pivotal position in football. You go through the, you know, back in the day, you hear about the great full-backs that played football, like John O'Keefe from Kerry, Pat Lindsay of Roscommon, Pat Dory. You go into Jack Quinn of Meath, Noel Tierney of Galway. These guys were men of Paddy McCormack of Offaly. These men were of massive stature and physique and presence. And they were the linchpin of a team. I think a fullback, having a top fullback is so important. You hear people say now it's not as important because it's more running game and people get pulled all over the field. But I still think, Aidan, that you need a stopper right in front of the goals to protect the goalkeeper, protect the goals, and to make it as difficult as possible. I dread to see fullbacks being drawn out the field and leaving spaces inside for a two-man full forward line. I think that's a recipe. If it happens against us, I'm thinking to myself, no, let the fella go, keep the fullback in as a sweeper, and at least they're not going to score goals. So I think that's fullback is a pivotal position. I think the space in front of the goals needs to be tightened up at all time. I think there should be no space in front of our goals. I think the more bodies you have in there, the more chance you have of not conceding goals, and goals ultimately win games or decide games. So I don't buy into the idea of fullbacks being allowed to follow their man out the midfield. And Neil Collins was a great fullback for Roscommon. He had a relatively short career with the county team. I think he finished about 2015. 2016. He's gone into the fashion industry and we wish him so much success. I spoke to Pat Lindsay one time, Aidan. I don't really know Pat Lindsay, but I asked him what makes a good fullback. And he said two things, presence and good pair of hands, good under high ball. Neil Collins had that. He was a player that looked like was going to continue in the tradition of Pat Dory and Pat Lindsay. And we could do with him now as a fullback, but that wasn't to be. The first time I ever really saw him playing was in the All-Ireland semi-final in 2010 for the under-21s up in Breffni Park. Roscommon conceded two goals early on, but after that, Roscommon really dominated large parts of that game. But I still recall Neil Collins making so many great runs up the field. You know, he looked the part, and I personally thought that, wow, we've got a great fullback in the making here. you know. But
that's it. And you see, I also, like as we were all being goalkeepers, that relationship between the full back and the goalkeeper is essential for a good defence, because if that's solid, if the goalkeeper and the full back work well together, then the rest of the defence looks after itself, the cornerbacks and everything. Because, but also as well as that, I think the full back and the full back goalkeeper relationship, you know, some teams kind of, you know, sometimes they might change their full back for certain games, or maybe their goalkeeper for, but if you can pick the same goalkeeper and full back for every game, there'll be that kind of, you know, you'll nearly know what each other is thinking.
Exactly. And you look at it in all sports, especially Gaelic football, hurling, soccer, you see the successful teams. They don't rotate their goalkeeper or their defence. They don't rotate them. And you can name them out. Take Liverpool now, the best team in England this year. The same goalkeeper and back four are there 99% of the time. You can pick the team.
Yeah. Bar injuries.
You pick the Dublin team. All right, they can chop and change from time to time. But ultimately, the great teams, they don't mix and match. They don't change their goalkeeper. They don't change their backs, especially their full back line and your full back. If you see a team changing its full back going into big games, you're in trouble, because your full back should be somebody that's established, that's been there for a long time, and that knows that it's a very specialised position. And I think it's one that Roscommon, you know, have to address in the long term. We never really had an out-and-out full-back, you know, since the days of Dory and Lindsay. It's been mix and match or chop and change. Certain players did a year or maybe 2 years at max, or, you know, so hopefully Roscommon can get it right at the full-back position. And I think they have, you know, this year, Malooly, or last year, looks like a player that can go on to be a great full-back. He was there in 17, missed 18 through travel or other commitments, and came in back last year. So it's a position that hopefully Roscommon will keep with Sean Malooly and keep him there and grow into the role even more, so that he's 4 or 5 years under his belt as a full back. And, you know, you'd hope that that would be
that. He had big boots to fill when he came in for Neil Collins, didn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. So hopefully, like, Neil Collins deserving a full back, tremendous footballer. Pity we lost him early. But you have to hand it to him, and we wish him the best of luck. But fullbacks is such an important position, and Anthony Cunningham last year got the defence mix right. You know, he kept a steady goalkeeper, fullback line. You knew who most of the six backs, you know, David Murray, Sean Malooly, and Conor Daly in the back, the fullback line. You know, so you knew what you were getting. You had Hussey then in the halfback, centre halfback. So and so Niall Daly, you knew what sort of a solid six backs. You know, so important. And it's great that Roscommon.
So moving on to the other corner, the legendary Enon Gavan. I mean, you know, when you see what he has achieved for Clannagael and the Roscommon senior team, and of course we know he was good at underage level for both Clann and Roscommon, but a worthy recipient. Of course, we also know he got an all-star back in 91 as well. What a player, like, you know, if he was marking you were nearly sure of a very tough 70 minutes.
Well, I think Aidan, in Roscommon football and history, Enon Gavan is up there with the greats. I really believe that Enon was such a good player. He would have been a number one choice for Roscommon in any era. He was so committed to training. He looked after himself so well. He was such an example and a role model for others around him in the manner in which he went about playing the game, the manner in which he went about training, his influence on younger players. He was just a great player. And I came onto the Roscommon panel in 1997, again under the late Donny Shine. And Enon was, you know, I think, you know, could have been captain in 97, but he was such a great role model, such an encouraging figure and influence. And the way he trained so hard, but his commitment in the games were just phenomenal. Like, he came in 91 and he never gave anybody a kick at the ball. Like, he marked Bernard Flynn out of it in the All-Ireland semi-final. And I remember Bernard Flynn, you know, was one of the top players at the time. But Enon Gavan was deserving of an All-Star in 1991. And right through the 90s, he was, you know, automatic selection for Roscommon. He had a few runs maybe maybe around the centre half back position, but mainly he was number four. And great player, nice man, great role model. His career for Roscommon ended probably when he was around 30 in the year 2000 or around that time. He broke his leg.
He still would have had a couple of years had he remained injury free.
I'd say Ian and Aidan would have been the sort of player that could have played for Roscommon. Like Harry Keegan played for Roscommon when he was 36. So I think Ian and Gavin's the type of player that could have played for Roscommon when he was 36, 37. Like he played for Clannagale way into his late 30s when he recovered from the bad break of his leg. So Ian and Gavin, tremendous footballer, real gentleman, role model, person that you could look up to. And great influence in the squad. He was quiet in many ways, but what a player. Fantastic.
He did his talking on the pitch, really.
Like all the great players in, they do their talking once they cross the whitewash. That's what they do.
That's what it's about. Was one of those. And I suppose really if you look at cornerbacks that year, he was the standout candidate. There was no one else really you could say that was better than him in that position.
Over the 25 years, I'd say that's one position you couldn't. Nobody could challenge Ian and Gavin in my book. One player could take his position in that 25 year period. He was, in another era, nobody could challenge Tony McManus as being the best corner forward for Roscommon. He couldn't do it. Nobody. It's just Ian and Gavin is one of the greats of Roscommon football. That's what he is. And his position would be unchallenged. There'd be no question about it. So great player, well deserving, Ian and Gavin of left full back.
That's it. And I suppose moving on to the half forward line then, and we'd say left half back.
Well, we've chosen left half back for Niall Daly from Páraic Pearses. And again, Niall Daly well worth his position on that team. Great to see him winning the championship last year with Páraic Pearses, with his brothers Roland, Connor, and as well as David Murray. Niall Daly won a Sigerson Cup with UCC as centre half back under Billy Morgan. That's some achievement in itself. Went off the Roscommon panel for a while, but last year came back with a bang. He was absolutely tremendous, as were his brothers, and they really changed that Roscommon defence. Roscommon were very porous at the back in 2018 in the Super 8s. Really and truly, like Tyrone ran through us, Dublin, we'd so many, Donegal kicked a lot of points against us because it was our last Super 8 game, and Roscommon were sort of knew how porous we had been earlier. So we just kept everybody back in the defence, in the full back line or half back line. And Michael Murphy and everybody just kicked points over the bar from 30, 40 yards out. So like the Daly's coming back in last year and Conor Hussey changed that back line for Roscommon. But Niall Daly is a warrior. He brings aggression. He brings determination. He brings will to win.
Physicality.
Plays on the line. And don't you just love to see that? You'd just love to see a Roscommon player going out that you know when you see him playing that they're going to give everything they have for that yellow,
himself
that gold jersey.
Graham were kind of like for like in that sense. They were physical, but they were, they had the talent as well. They were athletic as well, that kind of way. They had the physicality.
Yeah.
But they also had the athleticism to get forward and get scores, but to also stay back so they could read. Obviously, no more than the fullback, there's a time to go forward and there's a time to stay where you are. And, Francie and Niall would have had that skill and reading of the game.
Well, if you've got a team that really knows each other and understands each other, and all the great teams do that, and if you've got your half back going up the field, your half forwards need to know that they need to cover for him, or a midfielder for the centre half back. So, like, it's all about controlled attacking, isn't it? And making sure that you don't attack with all your defenders or all your, you make sure that there's somebody going to cover for them. That when if the ball breaks down or the attack breaks down, a half forward has come back to cover for, say, Niall Daly. Niall Daly is a great man to take a shot, take a point from play. But, Francie, moving to the centre back position, Aidan, like Francie Graham was a great man to go forward as well and take a score. He was so physically strong, as you said. Well deserved in the centre half back position, and in 2001 he really came into his own as a centre half back. But he had
deservedly won his All Star that year as well.
He did, yeah. Roscommon won the Connacht Championship. They were brilliant against Galway and Tuam, you know, and beat Mayo in the Connacht final. Of course, the last minute goal from Gerry Lohan. And Francie, you know, he started off his career for Roscommon in 1991 because I was on the under 16 team with him. And Sean Young was the manager, and Sean was a great coach. He was from Boyle, and he used to do all the drills with us. He was a great man, and I can still see him doing the drills, showing us how to pick the ball off the ground, dressed in his blue tracksuit with the yellow trim down in St. Colman's Park. You know, he had grey hair with glass, but a very, very nice man. He died a couple of years ago, but he was very great, very good coach. But he always played Francie in the half back line. And Francie started off in 2008. In the corner forward position, and I felt he did okay in the forwards, but it was really when he became a centre half back that he played his best football for Roscommon, and well deserved.
I think he's the type of player you could nearly play him in any position, and he'd be quite happy.
He would, because he's such a good reader of the game, and I thought as well, Francie Graham would be an ideal man to play corner forward and have him as a third midfielder. You know, because he was such a good reader of the game, he'd be a great man to get the ball and deliver it, you know, into the forward line. So, like, he delivered some great balls up to Frankie Dolan in 2001 from the half-back position. You know, he could deliver the ball well into the full forward line. So, like, he had a great left foot on him, very strong, physically very strong, great burst of speed. Played on the Irish International Rules team in Australia in 2001 on the back of a very good campaign with Roscommon. So, Francie St. Aidan's club man, of course, well-deserving of his All-Star in 2001 and of his All-Star selection for Rossport and the Roscommon team 1995-2020. The only disappointment I would say, Aidan, is that Francie Graham's career with Roscommon ended very, very quickly. Now, I don't know what the ins and outs of it was, but it wasn't, you know, it was just a disappointment that it did end in around 2005, you know. So that's a shame. That's a pity, because ultimately Roscommon weren't at their best in the years that followed, because there was no Frankie Dolan, no Francie Graham, no Nigel Dineen. They were big, big losses. And one player can make a big difference to a team. Two players can make a massive difference. Three players can transform a team. So it's ultimately the Roscommon fans that suffered, you know. And why that happened, I'm not privy to it. I don't know. But it's a shame. So Francie Graham...
Well, he did put in, like, when he was there, he put a lot into... You know, a lot into the position, and you know, he was very wise. He was very wise as well. But there's one thing, you know, in his player, as you know, people that know him would know. You know, he was also an equally talented hunter or a talented hurler. And I remember one day he was obviously on the Roscommon senior hurling team, and also four roads. But I remember one day, I think it was in the Connacht. It was, you know, Roscommon used to play Galway in the Connacht final in the hurling and in Dr. Hyde Park. And he was actually marking Joe Rabbit. As we know, Joe Rabbit is a legendary Galway forward and a very tricky guy to mark.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that day, Francie Graham held him scoreless.
Yeah.
He was like a pest everywhere. Every time the ball came near... Came near Joe Rabbit.
Yeah.
He had no hope of getting it. Francie was there, like, you know, very quickly. And so I think in the end, Galway kind of had to change tactics and pass it to someone else. And just goes to show you.
Do you know, Aidan, Francie Graham is one of those naturally talented sportsmen that if he was born in, say, New Zealand, he'd have been a great rugby player. If he was born in Argentina, he'd have been a great soccer player. He had that natural, you know, that these guys, that they're talented and multi-talented in every aspect. He was a great hurler, a great footballer. So Francie had that natural ability, just sporting acumen that, you know, a lot of people, not too many people have as good as he has. So definitely Francie was worthy of his position at the centre half-back position.
That's it. And moving on to the last position in the half-back line.
Yeah, the right half-back position. Seanie McDermott, Western Gaels, one of the longest-serving players ever for Roscommon. He retired in 2018. Never let Roscommon down. Was always dedicated. It rarely missed a match through injury or anything else. He gave his heart and soul to Roscommon. Great servant. Won the Connacht Championship in 2010 and again in 2017. He was there through the good days and the bad days for Roscommon. Like, it was very, you would have to call the era between 2004 and 2010 as probably one of the leanest eras in senior football for Roscommon, you know. Really, like, Roscommon went to Division 4, really poor performances in the kind of championship, losing to Sligo, Galway, taking big beatings by Mayo, and Seanan McDermott was there through all of that. And then in 2010, Fergie came in as manager, and Roscommon won the Connacht Championship, and Seanan McDermott was one of the main men and deserved his Connacht Championship. He was still there in 2017 when we ambushed Galway in Pearse Stadium and just beat them off the park. And great player, great servant. I don't have, you know, the superlatives to describe his longevity, his commitment, his loyalty to Roscommon. And he's a player that he'll always be remembered as a great player. He wasn't one of the greats, in my opinion, of Roscommon football. He was never in a Harry Keegan, Rean and Gavin level. There's not too many that there are. But Seanan McDermott will be fondly remembered by Roscommon fans forever. He was such a great servant to the team. And congratulate him on making the Ross Sports All-Star team. And also congratulate Seanan on his great career for Roscommon. A real role model. And a player that every young fella and young girl would look up to in their football career as well.
That's it. And of course, I'm not sure if many people know this, but he's actually, since he retired playing for Roscommon, he's actually gone into the basketball arena, and he plays for Castlereagh Kings now, and he's doing really well. Of course, you know, there's no basketball over the last couple of months due to the COVID-19, but he's, according to, you know, I do interviews with the manager, the Castlereagh Kings manager now, and he's, Seanan is fairly handy in at the basketball, so fair play to him. He's still not out of sport, you know, and of course we know he has a career now in the hair cutting industry, like as a barber. So I'd say he's going to be busy when all this is over, all the people going to him for looking for a,
I was just going to say that, Aidan. He's going to be, he'll have queues out the door when this COVID-19 restriction is over, and wish him so much success there. He's in Balladreen, and he's a great man, Seanan McDermott, and delighted he's on that team, and so much admiration for Seanan McDermott. Tremendous servant to Roscommon, and, you know, great player. So
that's it. And we move on to midfield, and the first of the midfielders is Shamie O'Neill, a very good player. He had, I suppose, his most outstanding moment would have been the 2001 championship, when he had that man of the match performance against Galway in the Connacht semi final.
That's right, Aidan. Roscommon dominated that game against Galway in Tuam. They ambushed Galway, two great goals in the first half. Remember, Frankie Dolan got a great goal, and Nigel Dineen as well. Shamie O'Neill announced himself on the stage as Roscommon's next great thing, and he became a great footballer for Roscommon. He was a great fielder of the ball. He had great speed. He power. You know, he could take a shot. And in that game in 2001, he was up against Sean O'Donnell and Kevin Welsh, and he just dominated. So, like, he was a great footballer for Roscommon. First time I saw Shamie O'Neill playing, Aidan, was in Tuam Stadium as well in 1999 for Roscommon minor team. They played Mayo in the Connacht minor semi-final, and they lost, unfortunately. But Shamie O'Neill was outstanding that day. He really.
When you saw him that day, well, did you say to yourself, like, this guy has a great career at senior level?
In fact, it was against Galway they were playing in the minor, and Aidan, everybody could see it. He was just head and shoulders, literally and metaphorically, over everybody, and in terms of his play that day in the minor. Everybody was, I think he was only 17, I think he was eligible the year after as well, and he was just 19 in 2001. But Shamie then, like, he had a brilliant year in 2001, deservedly won the Connacht Championship, scored a point in the Connacht Final as well. Then he was there with Roscommon through lean years then, you know, he played up into the mid-2000s, and then he got curtailed with injuries, you know. Then he came back in 2011, and Roscommon lost the Connacht Final to Mayo by a couple of points, and he was warming up, and it was a wet day in Hyde Park, where Roscommon lost, and it looked like he was coming on. It looked like an ideal day for him. You know, it was wet, it was windy, it was a tight game where physicality was needed. Like, and then he didn't come on, which is a pity. Maybe he could have made a difference that day. But you have to say Shamie O'Neill, he won the Roscommon Championship with Kilbride in 2000. I have to say, Aidan, Roscommon have had, you know, we hadn't had too many brilliant midfielders over the last, say, 25 years. But Shamie O'Neill was up there with some of the best in Ireland. You know, on his day, he could compete with anybody. He had such a good, catching ability. I played a few games, Shame, for the senior team, Aidan, and the minors and the ones over the years. But I remember in 2002, I was on the panel and we played Wexford in a challenge match in Durrow in County Offaly before Christmas. Yeah. And John Hudson and Willie Carley were the midfielders for Wexford. And they were big players, like big, you know, they were stalwarts for Wexford over many years. I'd say it's one of the few times ever I played football in my limited time at Roscommon as a goalkeeper kicking the ball out. I just kicked the ball out to Shamie O'Neill every time and he caught every single one. It was unbelievable. Yeah. Like, you kick it to the right, Shamie O'Neill catches it. Kick it to the left, Shamie O'Neill catches every one of them.
He was like a radar.
It was just brilliant. As you know, because you know how important midfield is in football. If you can dominate the middle sector, be it in soccer or Gaelic football or hurling, the middle third of the field is so important.
That's where the attacks and defence starts, really, isn't it?
Yeah, if you can, it's like the hub. It's like it's, you know, these hub railway stations across England and Ireland, like particularly in England, there's these hub areas where all the trains come in and they're directed out in every direction. And you know, the midfield is the hub of football. Whoever gets the ball decides what direction the ball is going to go in. Is it going to go forward? Is it going to go back? So if you can control midfield or dominate midfield, you've such a great chance of winning football. It's as simple as that. Like we spoke a few weeks ago about the 1991 kind of final. 15 minutes to go, Roscommon were under the cosh. Mayo had scored 1-3 or 1-4 in a row. We couldn't get the ball past midfield. And then Martin McDermott, master stroke, puts Paul Early midfield, John Newton full forward. Next thing, Paul Early starts catching everything. And all of a sudden, like everything, the ball is going in the direction of the Mayo goals, taking the pressure off our defence and setting up frees that John Newton was getting fouled, Derek Duggan was scoring. So like,
and of course, kick-outs were very important that day as well.
Absolutely. And like, if you can control midfield, and Shamie O'Neill, you know, like, he controlled midfield for Roscommon in many a match, and it's just a pity he got curtailed with injuries. Again, we didn't see him for a really, really long time in Roscommon. It's a pity in some respects, Aidan. I don't know why, but we've had some good players over the years that have had relatively short county careers, you know, say 5-6 years. Like, you look at Dermot Early, played for Roscommon from 1967 to 1985, Tony Mack from 76 to 92, Gay Sheridan from 78 to 93, 15, 16, all, you're talking about Pat Lindsay, played from 71 to 85, Harry Keegan, 72 to 88. You know, these boys were playing 16, 17 years. And I know people are saying now in the modern era that careers aren't as long because of different other commitments. But Seanan McDermott played for Roscommon for the guts of, I'd say, 14, 15 years. Colin Craig is 15 years there now. But there are other players, great players we had, that through injury or otherwise, we didn't see them, say, for more than 5-6 years, do you know? And when you've got great players, you'd like them to be able to play for 10, 12 years at least. But it's injuries and managers and everything, form, I suppose, comes into it, as well as people's own lives. But Shamie O'Neill, one of the great midfielders of Roscommon football, without a doubt.
And of course, his partner in midfield made it is Carol Mannion, a St. Bridget's man, another man with an All-Ireland medal. An All-Ireland club medal, I should say.
Absolutely, along with Shane Curran and Frankie Dolan, three men on the All-Star team to have All-Ireland medals, and well-deserved in 2013 against Ballymun Kickhams.
In key positions.
Absolutely. Like Karen Mannion was a great servant for Roscommon, again, through thick and thin. Won the Connacht Championship in 2010. Served Roscommon for so long. I think he retired in 16. Was there in 2002. I remember him came into the panel in 2002. But he had a great attitude, hard trainer, physically strong, great pair of hands, a great man to score a point. And we'll always remember him for that great goal he scored against Cora Finn in 2006 in the Connacht Club Championship final in Hyde Park. Like, it was an amazing shot. Like, the great players turn up on the great, to perform great things at the key times. And Carol Mannion was the man for the big occasion. And Bridges needed that goal, and he just rifled it into the top right-hand corner. It was a brilliant goal. But Carroll deserves great credit for his service to Roscommon. You know, arguably, of that All-Star team, Carroll Mannion was nearly the player of that era. Like, you know, he was so dedicated, he was so good. He was always...
His distribution as well, like, his, you know, and his eye for a pass. You know, if there was someone in a better position, he'd... He wasn't a selfish player either. Like, I mean, if he saw a guy in a better position, he'd pass it, you know. And
He was an ultimate team player, Aidan. You know, Carroll Mannion was an ultimate team player, and no matter what team Roscommon were up against, he always tried his best, gave everything. And many of the time, Carroll was ploughing a lone furrow for Roscommon in the middle of the field. You know, he was up against it. You know, Roscommon, as I said, between 2004 and 2010, it was a very lean era for Roscommon. Yeah. And
he was sowing the seeds in midfield for the Rossies.
He was. He ploughed. He worked hard. He did everything on. You know, he did everything he could. And it was a slack era, which can happen to any county. And he was there through it all, and never was found wanting. He gave everything in the Roscommon jersey, gave everything in the St. Bridget's jersey. Great man to pass. Great man to take a shot. Well deserving of the second midfield position with Shamey O'Neill.
That's it. And moving on to the half forward line and full forward line.
Yeah. You know, right, half forward.
I think this is the forwards was the one was where most of the someone else could have got in, or the two, you know, there was a lot of anyone could have went into the front six, really.
Well, you could have, Aidan, and like you had number 10 Cathal Craig from Western Gaels. Carl still playing for Roscommon, has been playing since 2006, won a Connacht Championship in 2010 and in 19. I don't think he was on the panel in 2017 with Kevin McStay. I could stand corrected on that, but I don't recall him on it. But I remember Cathal Craig for some great goals he scored for Roscommon. Like he got that great goal in Castlebar last year against Mayo, which really gave Roscommon a platform to go on.
He scored a cracker against Donegal in a league match a couple of years ago as well.
He did, Aidan, in up in Letterkenny. It was a brilliant goal. I remember him combining it so well. It was one of the goals of the season. The way the interplay between the Roscommon players was fantastic. And he came through the middle like a train and just buried it. It was a fantastic goal. And then, Aidan, he scored a great goal for Roscommon against Sligo in the Connacht Championship in 2007 in Hyde Park. Roscommon lost the game ultimately, but in the first half, Roscommon were on fire. And he came through the middle and he got 21 yards out at the graveyard end and he hit the ball, unstoppable shot in under the crossbar, like off the crossbar and in. But Carl has been, like Shawnee McDermott, his fellow Western Gaels clubmate, he's been a great servant to Roscommon, very loyal, has been there, I think maybe missed one year, but he's been a great servant, really, really dedicated, so fit, so strong, gives it all whenever he comes in. You know, he's the sort of guy that I think will keep playing for Roscommon. I think he's so dedicated. His fitness levels are so good that, injury permitting, I think he'll always be, for the next few years, even he's getting into his 30s now, I can see Cathal Craig continuing. I hope he does.
He could be like Mickey Lennon of Down. He'd play until he's in his 50s or something.
Well, why not?
He has that fitness, you know.
Well, you know, Tony Brown there played for Waterford until he was 40, you know, a few years ago. And at 40, Tony Brown was still very, very good. He was still, I remember he came on in a sub-one match against Kilkenny and he was tremendous at 40. Yeah. So there's no reason why Cathal Craig couldn't, if he wants to, that he couldn't play for Roscommon until he's 40, based on his level of fitness and commitment and whatnot. So hopefully he does. Even if he's not first teamer, he'd still be a great man to have on the bench. And, you know, I think he also scored a great goal against Cavan in one of the league finals up in Crow Park. I remember scoring a great goal that day as well. So I remember for all the great goals he scored for Roscommon and his dedication. So well deserved, Cathal Craig.
That's it. And that brings us on to the centre half forward.
Yeah, centre half forward, Fergal O'Donnell. What can you say about Fergal? Tremendous servant for Roscommon over the years. Great manager as well. Managed Roscommon to the All-Ireland Minor Championship in 2006 and to the Connacht Championship in 2010. Fergie, I can remember him starting off at Roscommon under 16. He was captain. They won the Ted Webb Cup and the Father Manning Cup in 1988. And Father Michael Donnelly was the manager at that time. And Fergal was the main man, and he was brilliant. And as a youngster looking up to that, I remember being at some of the games, and I remember Fergal. I actually remember seeing Fergal receive the Father Manning Cup. I think it was up in Tarman Barry. I was at the game as a spectator. And then in 89, then he was on the Scotland minor team that won the Connacht Championship. And then 90 as well. And then he came into the panel with Dermot Airlie in 92. And then I think he had to wait till maybe 95 for his debut in the Championship through injury or something. But Roscommon lost to Mayo in 95 in the Championship in Castlebar, well beaten. But Fergal was the best player Roscommon had. He scored some great points.
Because with regards to Fergal, you know, obviously a Gales man with myself, and you know, at club level, like we won the county final that year, and we went on. We were unlucky against Tour de Strand in the Connacht Club Championship, but. You know, that was the year we were on fire in the Roscommon Championship. You know, we just had, and even against Strokestown in the final in the Hyde, it was a really terrible day weather-wise. I remember I was on the bench thinking, thank God the sub's bench was covered and all that. You know, it was one of those days where you were glad you were a sub. But, you know, that day, that's when all the, you know, you had Fergal O'Donnell, you had Cliffy McDonald, Kieran Heenan, Parik Oates,
Christy Grogan,
Chris Grogan, and Cliffy McDonald. You know, there was a great representation, but you know, certainly in centre half forward. But as we know, like Fergie could play midfield or centre half forward. And there was one memory I have of him. I remember we played St Donnington under 21 county final back in 92. Oh no, 93, and it was in Kiltoom, and you know, he was like a powerhouse, like, you know, he was like a bulldozer going, you know, when he gets the ball. And I remember there was two St Dominic's lads kind of joked that Edward, and two lads jumped up on his back, and he still ran on, and he put it over the bar. You know, he was like a horse.
Yeah. And Aidan, that reminds me of the 1998 Connacht final in Hyde Park against Galway, the replay. And like, John Dively had been centre back all year for Galway, and he went on to play in the All-Ireland final. But Fergal just bulldozed his way through him. He just walked by him. You know, he just had the power. And like, John Dively was taken off the brawn. Damien Mitchell was a lot stronger than John Dively. And, John Dively then, but it was down to Fergal O'Donnell. Like, his performance that day was immense. And of course he turned the game for Roscommon in the semi-final that year against Sligo. When he came on as a substitute, himself and Tommy Graham. But, great player, Fergal, and also a great leader, great man in the squad, encouraged everybody, you know, always very serious about fitness and training and making sure things were done right, and great role model. So like, Fergal O'Donnell, again, tremendous player, captained Roscommon to win the Connacht Championship in 2001. And it was lovely to see it, because nobody in Roscommon deserved to captain Roscommon to a Connacht Championship probably more than Fergal O'Donnell. So great centre-half back, and delighted he's on that team.
But he was always a great player, but he was also a lovely man. As we know, he's a guard, and I think, you know, he's a fair person as a coach, as a player, no matter any aspect of his life. He's a very fair person, and he's an absolute gentleman on the field and off the field. You know,
absolutely
that type of person.
I totally endorse that, Aidan. Absolutely, really, really good, and definitely.
You know, and no matter what, you know, win, lose or draw, he never changed. You know, and he was.
He was a sportsman.
One of those players.
His sportsmanship was tremendous as well. Fergie was a great sportsman. You know, he was, as you said, fair. The word you used there is fair, but he was a sportsman. And he played football in a good way. I can't remember him ever getting booked or anything like that, maybe. But like, he was always a very, very sporting player. And, you know, delighted he captained Roscommon in 2001.
I don't know if he even get a yellow card. I can never remember getting many yellow cards either.
He was another player that did his talking on the field. You know, he did his talking, and he was a great man to take a score, great man to bring the great pair of hands, great man to bring people into play, and great to see him centre half forward.
That's it, and that brings us on to the final position in the half forward line.
Yeah, the left half forward position, Enda Smith and Boyle. Inda is still a young player. He was on the minor team in 2012 that won the Connacht Championship. Unlucky against Kerry in the quarter final. Comes from the footballing dynasty that is the Smith family. His brother Cian won a minor championship with Roscommon, All-Ireland minor in 2006. And of course, Donny is a great footballer as well, his brother. His dad, Junior, was a footballer for Boyle and for Roscommon minors. So, like, he comes from a great his pedigree of footballers. Inda has had some great games for Roscommon. I remember him in the league a few years ago down in Killarney against Kerry. He was playing midfield and he was just outstanding. Roscommon won the league match down there that day. I was down. It was a really wet day, but Inda Smith gave an amazing display of fielding and shooting and everything, you know. And he's a player that still has more in him, Aidan. I think he can go to a new level. I think he can go to another level. And he's a player that Roscommon will look to go to a new level in the next, this year and in the years to come. He's got, you know, please God, injury permitting, he's got a lot of years ahead of him, and he's a player Roscommon will rely on for a long time. So I hope that he goes to the next level that he's capable. I'm sure every Roscommon fan will agree Inda Smith is so much more to come. You know, so
that's it. Because I think his versatility is essential to any manager. Because I mean, the time before that when we won the Connacht title, I think it was 2017. Sorry,
yeah.
You know, he was in midfield and he was colossus in midfield for Roscommon.
He was
especially. And that was the year. Then he went on, of course, and he played for. He played for Ireland in the international rules, but he can play in midfield or he can play in the half forward line. He can play in the full forward line. Yeah. I think the only place he hasn't really played I can never recall him playing is in the backs.
Yeah, definitely. And as I said, like Roscommon won the Connacht Championship in 17 and 19, and Inda played massive roles in both of those. And let's hope that Roscommon go from strength to strength over the next few years with Anthony Cunningham, and Inda's a man that we hope will be at the centre of all of that. We really do. I do personally think that he's got so much more to give and will become one of the greats.
That's it. And of course, we'll move on to the last line, the full forward line. And of course, I think we'll have to start off with the most popular guy. The guy that got the most votes actually is Frankie Dolan. What a legend. You know, he has done a lot. He was a great miner. Achieved so much with St. Bridget's, winning again, as we said earlier on, he won an All Ireland club medal with St. Bridget's. Achieved so much from, you know, even at an early age, even in his early days with the Roscommon senior footballer, he was a standout footballer in the league. He was getting man of the matches left, right, and centre at county level club. Of course, you know, as we said before, of course, his standout moment was that game against Kildare, game we discussed in part one of the Roscommon JA memories. We talked about him at length in that. Now he just had a, you know, as we said, he just deserved an All-Star for that day alone. But you know, he just had everything. And of course, he played well as well in 2001 as well. He played well, didn't he?
That's
against
right.
Mayo, you know. Yeah. So he had it all. But then not only that, he went on and he coached his club senior team, which is also an honour. You know, you grow up and you're playing underage and all that, and then you play under 16 minor club and county, and then he came back and he gave all the things that he achieved as a player. He came back and he wanted to give back to the club by managing the St. Bridget's senior team.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, Frankie Dolan would be one of the greats of Roscommon football. You know, you talked there about 2003 against Kildare, and Frankie scored 13 points that day. You often hear of a fella having a field day, but that's as close to a field day as you could get, scoring 13 points in the championship match. You know, he scored the first point of that game from the sideline in Portlaoise, and then he scored a great equaliser to bring it to a replay to extra time. And Frankie Dolan scored the last 9 points that Roscommon got that day. He got last 9 points. It was a phenomenal performance. Like he scored 12 points in the game before that against Offaly down in Mullingar. He scored 6 against Leitrim in the other qualifier game in Carrick and Shannon. and he scored 3 against Cork in another qualifier game in Roscommon. Then he went on to score 1-3 against Kerry in the All-Ireland quarter-final at Croke Park. He scored 1-38 and he didn't get an All-Star. Like, it beggars belief how he didn't. But Frankie Dolan really carried Roscommon that time. I know the team played well, but he was, from a forwards point of view, he was contributing the majority of the scores. So, but his career was tremendous. Pity he had a short enough his career with Roscommon. He started in 98 with the junior team. Then in 99, he was with the Roscommon under 21 team that won the county championship. He was instrumental in that team. And then in 2001, he won the county championship with Roscommon seniors as well, you know, against Mayo. And remember that famous incident he had in the kind of final with Ray Kennelly? We remember that. He was just a great all rounder, Frankie. You know, and he had a great 2001. I remember his great goal against Galway in Tuam. He got the ball in, he could beat his man and scored, I think, with his left foot at the near post. So, like, Frankie had great. He could kick with his right foot and left foot. His free taking ability was tremendous, and. He then went on to have a tremendous career with St. Bridget's, like his later career. Like, he was centre-half forward. He was the conductor of the orchestra. Give Frankie the ball. He put over the bar himself. He'd kick frees, 45s. And then he had a great relationship with Senan Kilbride. He could put the ball on a plate for Senan Kilbride. And Frankie and Senan Kilbride were such a great double act for St. Bridget's in the forwards. Of course, as you said, he was the manager of Bridget's for a year or two. And, you know, he's just a gentleman as well, Frankie. When I was on the panel, he was very encouraging. You know, if he did something well, Frankie Dolan would be the first person to say that. You know, he was uplifting character and really deserves to be corner forward in Roscommon All-Star Team 95 to 2020. He's up there with the greats in Roscommon football. Like, we spoke before about the great forwards in Roscommon over the last 50 years. Go back to 1970. You could have maybe Michael Finnern, John O'Connor, Tony McManus, and like Frankie Dolan would not be out of place with those guys.
Absolutely, no. That would be a great core of any team now if you had those players on one team. Like,
definitely. So well done to Frankie, and he's a very good analyst on the radio. He summarised games now for Shannonside FM, and he's really, really good. You know, you see that in his insights and his comments, you know, and all the great players have it as well, like Johnny Giles, you know, the great former players. When you listen to them on TV, it's like a coaching lesson every time you hear them, you know, what they're saying and everything. And young coaches can learn so much from listening to the likes of Frankie Dolan and Johnny Giles in soccer and Colm O'Rourke. And, you know, good analysts can inform and educate people so much about the game. So, no, but Frankie, well deserving of corner forward on that team, mate.
That's it. And we move on to the full forward position.
Yeah, the full forward. He was only on the Roscommon team for 1 year, Conor Cox, but he made such an impact. He had to be on it. He was voted on by the listeners, as was the rest of the players. These 15 got the highest votes of all the people nominated in the positions. So Conor Cox came in from Kerry, from Listowel. His dad was from Aeroge Club, Loch Linn. Right from the very start, he's in under the parentage rule. His first game for Roscommon against Monaghan in the Hyde Park, he scored 1-2, and everybody's saying, Cox, who's this guy? You know, he's brilliant. And then he continued that form all through the league. Roscommon were unlucky to get relegated. And then over in Castlebar, in the first round of the championship, he gave a great display of football and free taking and shooting. You know, he made the difference. And similarly, the kind of fine laden, you know, we'd always remember his great scores, particularly the last one was brilliant. Then the Super 8s. He was more tightly marked than the Super 8s, like Dublin and Tyrone, because like he's becoming a marked man now. When any team is playing Roscommon now, it'll be Conor Cox as the player that they'll be looking at to maybe double mark. But if he's been double marked, it should leave more room and space for other players to come into it, for the Smiths. Yeah.
And nearly use that as a tactic, like, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
If he's in a certain position, and we say there's a player coming through with the ball, if the guy that's marking him, you know, Connor can move out to the wing, and that would create space in the centre, like, you know, if he, no matter where he goes, whoever's marking him will follow him, because if you don't follow him and he gets the ball, well then it's going to be all ends up. You'd have no chance against him, like.
Absolutely. So he's been a great find for us, Roscommon, and let's hope he continues the form that he had last year. And, like, he's definitely worthy of being on the 25-year team, like the All-Star team, his impact last year was tremendous. In my opinion, I don't think Roscommon would have won the Connacht Championship last year without him. And for that reason alone, I'm delighted that the listeners voted him on there. Like the people, we're living in a democracy. The people voted, their voice was heard, and he was one of the top forwards on it. So it's great, Conor Cox.
And no votes was bought for either.
No.
Yeah,
great to see him there, and hopefully, you know, he'll be able to continue that great form. You know, we'll have Inda Smith and Dermot Murt and players like that with him that can hopefully, you know, Niall Kilroy and Kyle Craig, you know, that can bring more glory to Roscommon. You know, that's the hope, and long may it continue, Aidan, you know.
That's it. And I suppose really when you look at Conor Cox and you see the pedigree, I mean, he would have played County Minor. I think he even played for Kerry at minor level, and I think he played for junior medal for junior. He never kind of made the step into the senior team, I don't think. But
I think he won a junior All-Ireland, and I read an article once, I think maybe it was Tomás O'Shea, that I think Conor maybe went on a year's travelling, and that wasn't really the done thing in Kerry. You know, you don't go travelling in Kerry. So he's a free spirit in that regard. He's his own man. He's up in Roscommon now, and he's making a big, big mark. You know, he's already, if he can keep this going, they'll be talking about Conor Cox for a long time. One of the best forwards in the game last year, without a shadow of a doubt. Mayo didn't expect, I'd say, to see him playing so well against them. Galway similarly. Like, again, we beat Cork in the final round robin game down in Parkyrin, and Conor was to the fore. So, like, there, that was an important victory as well. Like, Roscommon played, what, five championship matches last year and won three and competed pretty well against Tyrone and Dublin. You know, we had chances against Dublin we didn't take, you know, but hopefully we'll go another level this year, even if it's the truncated, you know, championship if it's an open draw or a kind of championship. Let's hope that Conor Cox keeps that going, Aidan, you know.
That's it. And we move on to the final position, that is corner forward.
Yeah, final corner forward position is a man who's, again, a legend in Roscommon football, Donny Shine from Clannagale. Donny was instrumental in Roscommon winning the All-Ireland Minor in 2006. His performances from half forwards, and particularly when he went to midfield in the drawn All-Ireland final and in the replay, he was just magnificent. Like, he was scoring points from play and from frees. His accuracy, his it was incredible. And then in 2010, Roscommon beat Sligo by a point in the Connacht final in Castlebar, and Donny's free taking won the game for us that day. He was absolutely an exhibition of free taking. Similarly to Derek Duggan back in 91 when Roscommon beat Mayo, Derek scored 8 or 9 frees, or 8 or 9 points, and there were 8 frees, and Donny scored 8 or 9 in 2010 that won us the Connacht Championship. We wouldn't have won it without him, because if he had an off day, Sligo would have won that game. So Donny, his dad, Donny Sr., was a lovely man, a great coach for Roscommon and for Clannagale, a gentleman, and died a couple of years ago. Donny did last year, I think, in 2018.
A lovely man.
Great man, yeah. I came onto the under-21 squad with Donny Shine in 1996, and he was so welcoming and encouraging. And he had a great backroom team with Mickey Frey and Mickey Minton. And one of the best coaches I ever had, Aidan, was Paddy Hines from Clann. He was with Donny, and Paddy Hines was a great coach, lovely man as well. Yeah. So they were a great management team. But Donny Shine Jr., has been one of the great players for Roscommon. It's a pity he's off the panel now, but for his accuracy, he had a great pair of hands, a great target man, could catch the ball, could take scores from long distances, from play, and from the placed ball. And he'll always be remembered for his performance in the All-Ireland final in 2006, the drawing game and the replay. And in the Connacht final as well that year in 06 in Castlebar, Roscommon beat Mayo 12-9. Donny kicked, I think, 9 of the Roscommon points as well. It was at that game in Castlebar, and he was just tremendous. So
I think he stood out. He stood out as a county minor and also under 21 as well. So I think from, you know, a minor and under 21, you could say that he was going to make it as a senior player.
Ah, yeah, Donny Shine. I think Donny's just 31 now. He's 31 this year, like, so he's still a young, relatively young man. And it's a pity that we don't have him in the squad even for Roscommon. I think he still has.
It would be lovely if he was.
I think he would
back into the squad.
I think it would be great. You know, I think he's still a lot to offer. You know, I think You'd hope that let's hope he will be. You know, I think it'd be great if he was, but he's definitely worthy of his position on the Roscommon team from 95 to 2020. But just before we finish, Aidan, I'd like to just acknowledge as well, like, there's other players that got good votes from the, and very unlucky not to be in the forwards. For example, like Kieran Murtha, Diarmaid Murtha, Nigel Dineen, Sinan Kilbride, Derek Duggan. Like, they're all great players, and like, you know, any of those could be on that team as well, you know, and it's just, you know, who do you take out and who do you put in? But that's the vote.
I suppose that's another thing we could do down the line, is maybe have another, you know, from the other, have another team, you know, like, you know, the way, like, you look at Dublin, they could field two or three teams, you know, so, and each one would be, like, there'd be no team worse or better than it, they'd be all equal.
Yeah.
So maybe that's another thing we could do maybe in a couple of weeks' time or in a few months' time, is have another Roscommon team from, you know, excluding the team that was picked in this team, you know, that might be another way, because, I mean, there's so many players that, you know, it'd be very hard to leave out. And, you know, maybe, you know, we could do that maybe next year or something. Or in a couple of months' time, we could do it at another team, because, as you said, the Murtas and that, you know, could have been in there, Nigel Dineen.
Yeah.
You know, they're in the forwards.
Seneca Bride, you know.
Great midfielders, backs, you know, I mean, Derry Thompson,
brilliant, Darren O'Malley, Jeffrey Claffey,
goals, you know, so that's something maybe we can look at in a couple of weeks' time as another all-star team or something like that.
Just for the listeners, Aidan, I'll just recap, name the team once more. The team that was selected by the listeners as being the best Roscommon team from 1995 to 2020. In goals, Shane Curran from St. Bridget's and Castlereagh St. Kevin's. Right full back on that team is David Murray from Pádraig Pearse's. Full back, Neil Collins of Castlereagh. Left full back, Eamon Gavin of Clannagale. Right half back, Seanie McDermott of Western Gaels. Centre back, Francie Graham of St. Aidan's. And left half back, Niall Daly of Pádraig Pearse's. Midfield, Karen Mannion of St. Bridget's. Seamus O'Neill of Kilbride. Right half forward, Carl Craig of Western Gaels. Centre forward, Fergal Donnell of Roscommon Gaels. And left half forward, Enda Smith from Boyle. Right full forward, Donny Shine from Clannagale. Full forward, Connor Cox, Listowel Limits. And number 15, last but by no means least, Frankie Dolan of St. Bridget's. So that's the team, Aidan.
That's what a team it was. And of course, I suppose yourself and myself, we have to take time out to thank all the people that voted for such a great team, and to say, like, you know, any combination of 15 could have been on that 15, and it would have been equally as strong. So, you know, it would have been a tough decision on who you pick in all those positions, you know. So I'd like to say, and I'm sure you'd agree with me, say well done to everyone that picked their team. And you know, but also we'd like to say well done to all the players that made the Roscommon 15, the All-Star 15 as well. And, you know, we say some of them could have got the proper All-Stars as well. There's any amount of that starting 15 outside of Francie Graham and Eamon Gavin, the one obviously won All-Stars, but, you know, there's other players that could have won All-Stars down the years that played for Scotland as well, and
absolutely,
were just unlucky.
Yeah, Frankie Dolan definitely was one in 2003 for Roscommon's performances in 2003 qualifier route. You know, having lost to Galway in Pearse Stadium, we came back and we beat Cork, Leitrim, Kildare, Offaly. You know, four matches, and then put up a good show against Kerry. Scored 3-11 in Croke Park. So, like, definitely, I thought Frankie Dolan was entitled to an All Star that year, because he carried us for a lot of that campaign. If Frankie Dolan wasn't on top form in 2003 against Offaly, against Kildare, and against Cork, Scammer would not have won those matches. You know, so it's simple as that. And he few, if any, could match him for his scored ability that year. He scored 138 in five matches. Like, it's phenomenal. You know, so it's six matches.
I think he'd be a night. I'd hate to be marking him. I'd say he'd be a nightmare to mark as well. Like,
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because he was so strong, Frankie. Like, even though he wasn't the tallest man in the world, he had such powerful legs. He was very stocky, very strong, very fast, and upper body strength, you know. And he was the one player, I think, that should have got an All-Star in that time.
Yeah,
you know?
Speed as well.
Yeah, so.
That's fair enough. Well, listen, thanks very much. I think we're all in agreement. That was quite an excellent Roscommon All-Stars 15, and you know, we'll have another one for the previous 25 years in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay, thank you.
That's great. Thanks very much. And that was Ray Lamb, former Roscommon goalkeeper.